It's off to the movies now here on lgradio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the Dark. Soundtrack of Hairspray getting this edition of In the Dark going. Thank you very much for joining me. I do hope all's well with you. One day in 1984, three friends who just happened to be a scriptwriter, a director and a producer met at the Russian Tea Rooms in New York to discuss an idea for a movie. The producer pitched his idea at his friends and they unanimously turned him down, saying they didn't think it was a good idea. As the tea and cake flowed, conversation returned to the familiar ground that friends of certain ages inhabit. Relationships, divorces, and why men and women can never be just friends. That conversation at the Russian Tea Rooms eventually resulted in a blockbuster of a movie, which would launch the career of Harry Connick Jr., thanks mainly to this recording.
Finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. We'll be right back. ever be cross. Tried to be boss, they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. Whether you're false, I love you still. Baby, it had to be you, wonderful you. Had to be you.
Harry Connick from the When Harry Met Sally soundtrack. Here's a new version of an old song I discovered over Christmas while sitting through the latest animation offering from Pixar with the kids. I'm not going to trouble you with the plot, which does involve a talking cat, but on the terrific soundtrack album, you'll find this old Impressions song recorded by the brilliant John Batiste.
Say it's all right. Say it's all right.
John Batiste. In Billie Holiday's all too brief a life of just 44 years, she established herself as one of the jazz greats, and when in the early 1970s plans were drawn up to make a movie about her incredible life, the search began for an actress who could not only portray her on the screen, but who could also give a believable performance in the recording studio for the performance scenes. The producers had a list of one name, an amazing singer, but one who had never acted before. Could she pull it off? Well, of course she did. Given that the movie's producer was Berry Gordy, perhaps we shouldn't be surprised that the role went, quite rightly as it turned out, to the Motown star, Diana Ross.
You see, I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on? Without you, you took the part.
Diana Ross as Billie Holiday in Lady Sings the Blues. Okay, here's a quick story for you. One day, the composer Harold Arlen was sitting in traffic in Hollywood and came up with a melody for a movie he was working on with his lyricist friend, Yip Harburg. Later that day, Harold played his melody to another friend, Ira Gershwin, who advised him to speed up the tempo and then send it off to see if Harburg could come up with any words. Inspired by the political message of Franklin Roosevelt, who was calling on all Americans at the time to believe in hope and aim for great heights, Harburg came up with some lyrics. They submitted their song to the producers of the movie they were working on, and the big cheeses at MGM said they couldn't use a song because it was a bit boring and would slow the movie down. Well, thank goodness, good sense did in the end prevail, and we got to hear one of the greatest songs ever written. Here's the final result of the tune that popped into Harold Arlen's head while stuck in traffic, and the lyrics that Yip Harburg felt related to American politics of the day.
I heard of once in a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere. On the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Judy Garland with the song we almost never got to hear. And that concludes this episode of In the Dark with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for joining me. Please check out the website lgradio.online, where you can of course listen to this again anytime you like via the Listen Again page, and you can also find out when the next episode is on. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.